Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally Elcordi, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today, my guest is Bert Freeman, and he is going to talk to you about how to thwart forced vaccination. So I'm very eager to hear what he has to say, and I'm sure you are, too, considering the fact that our government is rushing us in this direction. So I'll pick him up. Hopefully this is him, Bert, right now.
Howdy, Sally.
Is this Bert?
Hello, hello. I'm here.
Yes. Okay, great. Why don't you tell everybody what you're recommending in terms of getting out of government coerced or forced vaccinations?
Well, I mean, the first step, of course, is that people need to unite. And you know what? The work that you're doing, trying to make people aware of what's going on and giving people a focus on where to direct their energy, of course, is priceless. Then the next step is to actually do something about it, because just complaining and whining is not going to get anyone anywhere. And just simply holding up signs only takes you so far.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. And then what's becoming more obvious in this whole battle is basically the issue of propaganda, that what we are basing our knowledge, what we're basing our idea of being required to take a vaccination, is all based on propaganda. Because here's a very basic principle of law: no one can force you to accept a benefit. Okay, and the issue of a benefit is exactly what is behind a vaccine. A vaccine is a service that they're offering you allegedly for your benefit. So you cannot be forced into accepting a benefit. And some of these basic points is what people kind of need to comprehend in order to be able to embrace and be able to benefit from this thing that we're going to talk about, which is the declaratory judgment, which is a judgment that you get from the court addressing whether you have a certain right or not.
Well, you certainly have staged this in a very interesting way in terms of speaking about vaccines as a benefit, which obviously is far from the truth, but certainly that is the reality they're trying to shove down our throats, and we want to reject it as their quote-unquote benefit.
Yes, and people need to begin from that basic premise, is that you have a right to deny a benefit. And when these people are addressing you saying that, oh, you're required to take this vaccine, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's not true. Okay? And whenever someone
they're cloaking it in the fact that it's to benefit the whole. Everyone will benefit. So it's not necessarily to your benefit, but instead to the benefit of the herd. Allegedly.
Well, yes. I mean, let's look at it from a slightly different point of view. If we have one truckload of food, okay, that can feed 10,000 people, and 20,000 people show up, well, it's to the benefit of the herd if we kill 10,000 people. That way, we will have enough food for the 10,000. But it's not going to be beneficial to you if you're one of the 10,000 getting killed. You there?
Okay, yeah. Okay, so what do we have to do? What's the modus operandi here?
Okay, so first of all, to comprehend what a declaratory judgment is it's not like you're going to go into court and just simply take this paper and put it down in front of the clerk. I mean, you have to understand what the whole process basically involves in the principle of it. And of course, most people are not going to be able to do this. And I wouldn't even begin to pretend that by listening to what we're talking about here, it's going to give anybody the necessary knowledge or anything in order to be able to exercise this right. Anybody can look up on Google declaratory judgment, and they're going to, all kinds of information is going to come up. And then you can go to the rules for civil procedure for any state and enter into the search engine declaratory judgment. And you're going to see that rules dealing with declaratory judgment is going to come up. And it's going to tell you that, yes, you have the right to have an issue involving rights predetermined prior to beginning a civil action. And when you read the Declaratory Judgment Act, and you can also Google that, and you know, you can provide that to your listeners, since I gave you that.
Is that the one written in 1922?
Yes. Yeah, okay. That's Declaratory Judgment, which obviously shows that it's been around a while. And all the states have adopted rules to deal with that. And one of the most basic and most beautiful parts of the declaratory judgment is that it makes litigation much simpler when the parties already know their rights prior to going into court. That's the part that's beautiful about it. And the whole idea of declaratory judgment has been around way longer than actually the United States being put together. But the problem that we have right now is that it is a tool that is rarely used in most courts. Because if you imagine, if everybody knew their rights prior to going to court, most attorneys would be unemployed. So the declaratory judgment is kind of like a shortcut and a way to simplify and make any litigation much simpler and faster to allow it to go through court.
Okay, so in a way, a declaratory judgment, though, is also the outcome of what you might have gone to court in regard to. This is not just a first step, it can be a final step. Am I correct in that?
Actually, yes, it could be a final step because, I mean, look at it from this point of view. If there's an issue involving you and someone else that involves, let's say, an issue of a right to do something, okay, you say you have a right to do it, the other party says you don't. And the court rules and says, yes, you do have that particular right. For example, the deal of vaccinations. Do you or do you not have the right to reject the service of vaccination? If the court says yes, then there's no need to litigate with the party trying to give you the vaccine. They just simply are going to say, okay, well, we're not going to argue with you. And then any other issues related to that particular matter will just be addressed without even having to go to court.
Okay, well, let's put it to you this way. What I see coming and what I have seen transpire in India is families in cars on a Sunday outing approaching a bridge. They're waiting to get on the bridge. Somebody in military fatigues with a gun over their shoulder tells them that they're going to administer a live polio double dose to the kids in the back seat. And with their fatigues and their gun over their shoulder, they proceed to do this. on this family's Sunday outing? What would a declaratory judgment do to thwart such an action?
Yeah, you just simply show it to whoever the officer is and tell them, well, are you going to violate this court order and make yourself personally liable for everything you're doing?
Okay. All right.
And they'll
stop. They still have the gun. They still have the gun, but okay. All right. Well, that's good. So how would we proceed? From what I read, you can get a declaratory judgment to say you don't have to do something, or you can get a declaratory judgment to say that you can get a declaratory judgment for several different kinds of outcomes, be they to prevent an outcome or to promote an outcome. You can get a declaratory judgment. In this case, we would want one to prevent an outcome, the outcome being forcing this wink-wink service on us.
Yeah, or you could say it the other way around, to promote an end result, which is your end result of saying no.
Okay.
And you could look
so
at it both ways, positively or negatively. Yeah.
Right, but a declaratory judgment is useful in both instances.
Yes, and it's also useful in determining a particular status.
Okay.
For example, their vaccines are truly required to be taken by someone who is under a status that is required to do what they are told. So if you don't fit that status, then the court can also determine that as well.
Okay, and in this case, what would that status be?
It would be something other than whatever they say it is. I mean, if they say that you are required to do something, first they have to tell you the status that they are assuming that you have, and then they have to say the regulation that says that particular status is bound by, and then they have to provide you with the agreement that you entered into agreeing to be under that status. So how many of us have any kind of paper indicating such a thing?
Well, we have our social security cards, we have our birth certificates, we have our voter identification cards. What status would negate such a forced vaccination?
Well, the burden is not on you to establish the status that doesn't apply to them. It's up to them to establish the status that applies to their regulation.
So would you know what status that might involve, like all citizens, for example?
Well, it might be, but, you know, I'm not going to justify their position. They have to justify their position.
Okay, so they're not having necessarily justified their position. How can we proceed to defend our ability to reject vaccines?
Well, and that's the thing, and it's you have to kind of flip your mind around, because you just use the expression defend. You have nothing to defend. They do. They're the ones that have to defend their position that you are required to take their vaccine.
Well, they seem to justify it. Right now there is a period in which we can respond as adults to say how we feel about a pending mandatory adult vaccination. So I have to tell you, I've been through this process before where I do stand, speak intelligently, provide facts, and as well as a myriad of others, where 100% of people are standing to say no to mandated vaccines. and having all of that ignored and proceeded with regardless. So,
okay, wait a minute. So you're trying to tell me that you know someone who said they didn't want the vaccine and then they were forced to get the vaccine?
Yes. In New York City, if you don't have an exemption, which there is a cap on exemptions for children who attend school of 1.2%, which is some kind of a criteria they've created through the Department of Health. Therefore, if you are not one of the 1.2% who can get an exemption, you are mandated to take a vaccine to attend daycare through preschool.
Okay, so then what you're saying is that if you do not take the vaccine, then you cannot enjoy the benefit of going to their public schools.
That's correct.
All right. So if that is what you have to do, then that's what you have to do. Tell them to take their public education and do you know what with it.
Right.
So,
that's how I feel too.
Okay, and that's the problem that we have is that people say, okay, I want to exercise my right to be free, but I also want to attach to Uncle Sam's breast.
Okay. Now, in the case of what the declaratory judgment, how could that be used? For example, by someone, let's say the school has maxed out, they have 1.2% of the children who've gotten exemptions and nobody else is allowed to, okay? How could a declaratory judgment be used in that case to negate their criteria?
Okay, well, looking at it from the perspective that you just gave me, which means are you going to attend public school or not attend public school? So then the question would be, do I have the right to negate the offer to the vaccine and still be able to enjoy the benefit of the public school?
Right.
That would be the question. So the answer to that right now, actually, I haven't looked into the details of that so that I can answer that correctly. If you look at it from a logical point of view, if giving public education is a benefit that can be denied by the state to you, then yes, they can deny you access to their school if you don't do what they want you to do.
Okay, well, let's say I have a contract to repave the roads, and I'm a contractor who's going to repave the roads. And they say everyone who works on a statewide project repaving the roads or works in a hospital as a nurse, for example, must take this schedule of vaccines. So you can either quit your job or you can give up the government contract because you're not willing to take their schedule of vaccine.
Well, and then it comes back to this, to the basic principle that I spoke with before. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about the public school system or whether you're talking about working for someone else. If you're working for someone or you're going to a public school, the public school is actually a better example because the public school is supposed to be a service that's being provided by the state, the municipality, or county. But technically, you already paid for that service because you paid for it via property taxes. So it's a service that you have a right to demand, okay?
Right.
So that's the thing, is that if you have a right to obtain the service to begin with, and then they want to give you an additional service for you to continue to receive the previous service, well, they cannot coerce a new service on you. They can't. It's against the law.
Well, thank you for that, because I thought when we were speaking of that, we were taking into account the fact that the taxes pay for the school. So now you're clarifying that. So we have paid for this service, the service of being educated in the schools. We don't have to accept an additional service. And if there are no exemptions to this service, we can still attend school because we have paid for that service.
Exactly.
So anybody who says that vaccines are mandated is a liar.
Yes, but we have to understand the way that they use the language. And actually, this is funny because I'm dealing with another vaccine case in Costa Rica. And, so I'm expanding out of the United States. And there, it's the same thing. It's the same play in language, play in words, except that it's in Spanish as opposed to English. But it's they try to make it look like their responsibility is somehow a responsibility on you. And it's not. I mean, an example of this is like, let's say you go to Walmart, and Walmart has a policy of requiring their employees to ask you for your phone number every time you come to the register. Okay, is the requirement on the employee to ask you a question a requirement on you to answer?
But your answer can be, no, you may not have my phone number.
No, that's not my question. Is the requirement on the employee to ask you a question a requirement on you to answer?
Oh, is it a requirement on you to answer? No, I would say it's not.
Correct, it's not. So if there's a requirement on the Department of Health employees to make sure that you receive the benefits of a service, does that create a requirement on you to receive it?
I would have to assume, using that line of thinking, no.
Of course, it's a no.
Right.
I mean, their job is to make sure that you are informed that the benefit is available to you and that they do everything within their power to make it available to you. But there's nothing in their regulations that say that they can force you to take it.
Okay. Now, in the case of a declaratory judgment, okay, considering that our government has actually lied to the people in the recent Senate hearing, I hope you listen to the Senate hearing, because the questions and the answers sounded pre-rehearsed, mm-hmm. and there was no shortage of lies flying at this hearing. So they are basically trying to create a circumstance where it's a done deal, vaccines are all benefit, and the only risk would be in not taking a vaccine, you know? So so they're paving the way to on the premise also of herd immunity, which was another issue that was raised, of inoculating everybody whether they want it or not. How do we use this declaratory action to either set a precedent of we will not accept this, I will not accept this, which possibly establishes a precedent for all not to accept it. Do declaratory judgments set a precedent? And also, how would one go about that?
Okay, well, let me just clarify something that you said just now. you said our government. Well, they're not your government. They are their government. They're only your government if you consent to be governed by their regulations. So do you consent to be regulated by their regulations?
Not regulations that would require it myself or any member of my family, and if I could help others reject it too, take a vaccine.
Okay, and see, and that's the question that people need to answer, is that if you're gonna say that they are your government, then that means that they get to govern you. Okay, if you are self-governed, then these people cannot govern you. Okay, and when you are accepting a benefit from them, and the exchange of the benefit is something else, then you know you have to provide the exchange of the something else.
What benefit do we receive from the government ever that is not provided by the taxpayer?
Well, it doesn't matter. That's not what they care about. What they care about is whether you have agreed
to be
governed by them.
Yeah, but it matters in terms of school, right? We are saying we have earned this benefit and the fact that we've paid for it, and likewise, the government is something that we pay for. So anything that they want us to comply to that we don't want, we have the absolute right to reject.
No, that's true. And that's the idea behind the declaratory judgment, is that you are going to get your opponent, which in this case would either be the school or the Department of Health, you give them an opportunity to show up in court and say whether they in fact have a right to do or not do something, and then you also have a right to say whether you have the right or don't have the right to do something. So,
then the only issue that exists here is that they have wrapped this ugly package in herd immunity, which they declare to be an effective way to combat disease.
Well,
the fact
if they're lying,
this is the problem. They are constantly lying, and the Senate hearing was the poster child for what vaccine lies are. I mean, it was a disgrace.
Well, but it doesn't matter whether vaccines work, don't work, or whether they kill you or don't kill you. That's not the issue. The issue is whether you have the right to reject it or not. Because if you do not have the right to reject a vaccine, and technically speaking, any vaccine that you take across the skin is a surgery. Because whenever you go across the skin to enter the inside of the body, that's technically the meaning of surgery. So if they can force you to take a vaccine, then that means that they can force you to have any kind of surgery. That's what people need to think about.
Okay, so let's say I am your client, and I say to you, Bert, I want you to help me get a declaratory judgment. I am securing you to help me with your knowledge of the legal system, which is this is going to play out in, the legal system. I want you to help me get a declaratory judgment. What do you have to establish with me? I want a declaratory judgment such that I never have to take vaccine, nor do my children. That's what I want a judgment in regard to.
Right. So then we would begin the process of basically educating you on just what a declaratory judgment is, and then educating you on just what your status is relative to the thing that they're offering you. And then we would begin to learn about the particular state where you are in, to familiarize you with the particular rules of court and the statutes that deal with your right to demand a declaratory judgment on an issue of rights. And then we would proceed to prepare the proper paperwork and then get you to record it into the proper court.
Now, you're talking in terms of a state. If this the declaration on their end is coming from the federal government, how is it that I would be protected from a federal ruling?
Because the declaratory judgment would be, you would begin in the state court, and then if the federal government is coming after you for something similar, then you can also move for a declaratory judgment based on your state-granted judgment in the federal court. And once you receive a declaration of rights in the state court, then the federal court is going to recognize it.
Okay, so I can't go straight to the federal court and do a declaratory judgment. I must first go to the state.
Correct. You always begin in the state.
Okay. Now, I don't want to muddy the waters here, but I am interested in regard to the World Health Organization and their decrees. So that we were under a pandemic ruling because our president signed on to the World Health Organization's pandemic rule. So if there is a pandemic declared, everyone can be forced vaccinated because this was signed. How does a state judgment prevent something of that nature?
Well, if you have a judgment saying that you have the right to reject a particular service in your state, and someone wants to force you to receive the service in spite of the order, well, now they'll have to go to court and get your determination of rights overturned.
I see. So I cannot be forced vaccinated even though the president has signed the World Health Organization's decree, unless the World Health Organization goes after me to overturn it?
Correct.
So the World Health Organization would have to do that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, so basically, we're starting the process today. I'm your client. And I want you to aid me in this declaratory judgment. So, what are we doing today? Since we're starting today.
Well, you're in New York, right?
That's correct.
So, the first thing I would have to do is begin to review all the rules in New York that deal with declaratory judgment.
Okay.
And then I would need to know from you who is the entity that is attempting to coerce you into accepting their service. And then you basically would become the movant, the man or woman that is moving the court to provide the declaratory judgment. And then your opponent would be the respondent, which is the entity that is acting like you are required to take their vaccine.
Okay. So this all starts at the state level, even though I believe it's coming down from the federal level.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter where it's coming from. That's what you begin in every one of these actions. And here's another thing that people need to realize. The President of the United States cannot issue an order that binds anyone except federal employees. So he can enter into all the agreements he wants with the World Health Organization, but it's only going to apply to federal employees.
I see. Now, what about if you have a contract with the federal government? Would it apply to all people who have a contract to serve the federal government? And all
not necessarily. No, not necessarily, because it depends on the contract that you enter in with them. So that's the best I can say. It depends on the contract. I mean, if you enter a contract where you are agreeing to do absolutely everything they tell you to do, well, then I guess you're going to do everything they tell you to do. But here's another reality, which you brought up a minute ago about the Social Security number. The Social Security number and the birth certificate, if you are communicating with especially the federal government, and you are basing your status on your Social Security number or your birth certificate, then you're telling them that you are, in fact, an employee. So then comes the question, is an employee that is not acting under a defined contract, can he be coerced into taking on a vaccine? Which then brings up the issue that you were talking about, the nurses who are adults being placed in a situation where they're either going to lose their job or have to take a vaccine. So it all comes down to contract. What does the contract say? You cannot enter into a contract today and then have whoever you enter into the agreement with modify the contract later on without you agreeing to it. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. So if they've changed the rules since you initially signed on, you would then have to agree to the change, or the change does not apply to you.
Right.
Even if you have a Social Security number.
Yeah, even if you have it tattooed all the way across your forehead.
Okay. Now, how do we get rid of our Social Security numbers, our birth certificates, and our voter registrations?
Well, the voter registration is easy. You can just deregister that. But the issue with the Social Security number, and we're actually working on that process. Onlyfreeman.com is the website that we're doing a lot of this stuff in. And the Social Security number, once you have it, it almost seems like it is a disease you cannot get rid of. But that's not really what it is. Most of us received that number when we were either babies or minors. And you cannot enter into an enforceable contract as a minor, which then means that your mom and dad, or mom or dad, entered into the agreement on your behalf. And you have the right to say, well, I didn't enter into that contract, so I need to see the original application that you entered or that was given to your company. Then once you receive the original application, then you can begin to ask questions about it and then proceed and do something similar, you know, to what we're talking about here a declaratory judgment to see if you have the right to void or not void out that particular application, which then is the foundation to the Social Security number, and then you can just get rid of the whole thing. Same thing goes with the birth certificate. We all had to enter some kind of an application in order to receive the birth certificate. And I'm in the process of doing all of these various things. But most people don't have enough background information on any of this stuff to really do much of anything.
Okay, and only free men, M-E-N, not M-A-N, onlyfreemen.com?
Correct.
Okay, and is your contact there?
Yeah, my contact is Burt, B-U-R-T, at onlyfreemen.com. So what you and I were discussing earlier today was that if people were going to take this vaccine thing serious, they need to unite and get a group of people together that can put up, you know, a certain amount of money to cover the cost of the research and all the work that's going to go along with it, and then get them all to enter the paperwork together but independently. And
okay.
That's how you're going to get something to happen.
And what do you see as the end result of a group doing this? You see the end result being that no longer will they be making these mandates. They will be discouraged to make these mandates. That will be the end result. Or just the few who do this will be capable of rejecting vaccines should they be mandated.
Right. At the beginning, I mean, especially if you have a small group of people, just a few people are not going to change the system, okay? But if you have enough people doing the same thing and getting the same result, then all of a sudden the people who are pushing the vaccines are going to have to change their attitude. They're going to have to change their game. So then they may come up with a different way, a different approach to try to get you to buy their services. Because this is all a service. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, and they don't want to lose that money that they're getting from you.
Well, aren't there RICO laws that say that you are not required to purchase a service?
Well, that's what I was saying. That's the basic principle of law. No one can force you to buy a service. I mean, you can't walk across McDonald's and have someone threaten you that if you don't buy their burger, they're going to hurt you. So how come it doesn't apply to the other things that the government does? Of course it does. The thing is that they use intimidation to get you to buy their product.
We only have 2 minutes left, Bert, so why don't you summarize what it is, your message?
Well, my message is that people need to unite and people need to get behind someone to at least guide them somewhere. And right now you're providing that light, so people need to get in touch with you and make you the center for pushing these things, the remedies forward, which is basically a vaccination to the vaccines. You know? And then once we get enough people together to do the proper action, then things will begin to happen.
Okay, so you need people basically as a starting point. Is it that you need people all from the same state? Or
yes, we need people from a group of people from each state if they want to do this in each state.
Right. Okay, so I have a group on Facebook called Awake New York, and anybody who's listening to this from New York and is interested in pursuing a declaratory judgment that will prevent a situation of forced vaccination, please join Awake New York. Thank you, Bert Freeman.